Appendix J, Virtual Communities. This appendix identifies the participants of virtual communities. It then discusses the types of virtual communities. Participants of virtual communities. Virtual communities are groups of people that enter a virtual network environment to solve problems, share information, collaborate, and create products. They create tools, standards, concepts, designs, and publications. Members accumulate knowledge and through virtual communities form ties that result in a learning organization. Virtual communities are social knowledge networks that pass both tacit and explicit knowledge without regard to time and geographic location through the Internet. This has broadened the Army's reach-back capabilities and has allowed the Army to operate asymmetrically. Types of virtual communities. Army virtual communities take many forms based on their purpose and type of interaction among members. Some focus on accomplishing a specified set of objectives. Others focus on job-related solutions. Some allow access to broad information repositories, link members to leading experts, and facilitate document sharing. Others inform and link groups with which members share interests. Each virtual community has a life cycle and serves a specific purpose. Army virtual communities focus on task, purpose, and organizational objectives. There are six types of virtual communities. These are communities of purpose, communities of practice, knowledge centers, knowledge networks, communities of interest, and informal networks. Communities of purpose. A community of purpose is a group of soldiers and leaders tasked to accomplish a specific objective. These virtual communities' lifespans are usually limited to the time required to accomplish a specific objective. Communities of purpose are valuable for project teams and working groups. They are usually hierarchically structured and they provide managed conversation and document sharing. Collaboration within these communities may be both synchronous and asynchronous using multiple platforms and tools. An important component of communities of purpose is the vitality of the asynchronous threaded conversation with which members communicate both within and outside the communities. An effective community of purpose can link subject matter expertise to solve a specific problem. Tools for a community of purpose may include desktop video teleconference, repositories, expertise locators, wikis, conference call tools, and web-based meeting tools. Communities of practice. Communities of practice also serve a functional purpose. Members of each community assist each other by sharing experiences, suggesting strategies, and exchanging information on topic-specific issues or projects, including, for example, simulation operations, KM techniques, or Stryker techniques. Communities of practice refer to groups of people with a common interest who collaborate over an extended period to share ideas, find solutions, and encourage innovation. They build knowledge networks and develop innovative ideas that can lead to organizational change. Communities of practice are widely seen as cost-effective ways to develop organizational knowledge, create new knowledge, stimulate innovation, and share existing tacit knowledge. Knowledge centers. A knowledge center is a site on the network where vetted documents are shared. A knowledge center's purpose is to help people find or share documents related to a specific topic, project, or task. There are little or no collaborative asynchronous threaded conversations, and the site resembles a document library. Knowledge networks. A knowledge network shares the characteristics of knowledge centers, but it links multiple organizations by serving as a centralized repository for information that crosses organizations. Some knowledge networks share characteristics of a professional army forum or a community of purpose. Communities of interest. A community of interest is a group of people who share a common interest or hobby. These people exchange ideas and thoughts about the subject, but have no organizational or professional ties with each other. Nonetheless, participation in a community of interest can be compelling and educational. Members may return frequently to exchange information for educational purposes. Informal networks. Social media, such as websites for social networking and microblogging, are informal networks. These forms of electronic communication give users online communities to share information, ideas, personal messages, and other content, such as pictures and videos. These informal networks consist of people who communicate with one another over commercially owned social media. The Army Social Media Guide discusses social media tips, checklists for establishing an account, and guides for how to post effectively on official Army social media accounts. During crisis management, KMOs work with the public affairs officer and the operations staff section to communicate with stakeholders using social media. This provides speed, reach, and direct access. Social media is an important collaborative tool to engage both the public and important stakeholders to focus efforts during crisis management. ATP 6-01.1, 11 March 2024. By order of the Secretary of the Army, Randy A. George, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.